Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, Collins, how you doing, man? How's everything?
It's good.
So, I assume that you already had the chance to talk to that gentleman, and you had your presentation. So, talk to me, Collins. I want to give you your space right there. I didn't want to be all pushy with you. So.
No, yeah, I appreciate that. And so, who's going to be in control of? Because you're not an S. Because you're not an SEO, correct?
Meaning myself personally?
Correct.
Well, I'm certified. I can actually do all that for you, like, individually. I actually had to, so, like, if you're asking about me, myself, I've been with this company 10 years. Like, before they actually made it take some very, like, long, hard, tedious tests, and I passed all of them. So I can actually do that on my own for you. So I can do that for you. But we also have specialized techs that only deal with that in the company. So that's why we have technicians that deal with that part. And that's why they have me on the front line as a director, because I'm knowledgeable with all that stuff as well. But yeah, I could do that myself for you, but I mean, my company, that's what they have, a separate department for you to handle all that right there, if that answers your question. So me personally, I would not handle it for you. The technicians will, but I can do that though. Was that your question?
Okay, so then really, okay, because it's just, there's a lot more that goes into it than, like, so it's like, for instance, like, it's $800 for 3 months, right? So what am I paying for exactly?
Basically,
like, I know the general idea. I know the general idea, like, what y'all offer, but it's more like, how is that $800 going to make me more money?
In a lot of ways, Colin, so basically, I mean, you're going to get calls coming directly to you. That's inevitable. And the searches that were made in the last 30 days probably have changed now. It's probably higher or lower or somewhere in that same range. I'll check it out right now for you for a certain keyword to enter in the analytics. But the calls will be there. I mean, the only way this wouldn't work for you is if we don't get you on the first page of Google and you don't pick up your phone. And we're good at getting you on the first page of Google. We've been doing it for so long. And I'm going to be right there with you. I mean, obviously, you're not going to be very happy if 2 months come down the line and you're not on the first page. But I'm telling you right now, you're going to be literally on the Facebook ads already within 7 to 14 days. Okay? Now, on the Google Maps section, you have to go through the whole little process first to get you verified with Google. So once you get verified with Google, then the process will start for the map section. Once the process starts with that, then we get you up on the maps, and that could take at least 30 to 45 days. I mean, at the most, I'm sorry, okay? The majority of SEO companies that you mentioned, search engine optimization companies, they take about 6 to 9 months to get you listed on the first page, if you're lucky. And they resell that position. That's why they don't work. They have a good presentation. They might have a better price than I do. Good. That's fine. That's good for them. But at the end of the day, you're not going to get results. And that's exactly where we come in, and we end up doing the work that they were supposed to do and getting you that return on investment. There's companies like, say, Townsquare Media for 411 Local. There's PageHub. There's so many companies out there that claim to do what we do, but they're just regular SEO companies. We're an SEO digital branding firm, and we're also a premier Google partner. So all that together right there is, which is why actually our company works. And by being a premier Google partner, we are not allowed to work with your competitors versus those other guys. That's a big difference.
Okay,
if we did, we would compete against each other.
Let's just say, all right, I pay you $800 today, right?
Okay.
What's the next step?
Well, the next step is getting the ball rolling, you know what I mean? Getting you on board for the client onboarding department, which is what we're supposed to do like Wednesday. And then once you do your client client interview, is when you're going to actually have your keywords done, what services you want to show up for, if there's any specific requests that you have on the website or the ads that you want to do. Cities that you want to go more aggressive on, and maybe there's some cities that you want to disregard, because unfortunately, I mean, there is some cities that don't want to pay you the money that you deserve, so maybe you want to skip those, so we can do that for you. okay? We'll go ahead and list in over 70 directories all over the internet within a couple of weeks. You're going to be running the Facebook ads within 7 to 14 days. Your website will be ready within 3 to 5 days. Your ads will be running 7 to 14 days. 10 to 12 days, you're going to be on Alexa and Google Home. The mobile platform, that's like around the same time, 10 to 12 days. So the process is fairly quick. You know what I mean? You're not going to have to be waiting like 3 months, 4 months. Like, Marlon, what the hell's going on, man? I mean, I paid you my fee. I did my part, and I'm not seeing anything. You're not going to have that. And then plus, we also provide you with the tracking system. The tracking system is literally going to allow you to see the results that we're giving you. And if you want to go farther than that, we can even provide you with a tracking phone number. The tracking phone number will literally be only calls. Every call that comes to that tracking number, you're going to know it's coming through us because we provide you with that tracking number, and that's how you post your company up online. Some people prefer to do that. Some people would rather keep their own phone number. It's totally up to you. But you can go more aggressive on like, hey, look, how do I know if it's you guys that caused that call? You know what I mean? How do I know if it's someone that just found me online without you guys or whatever on page 5 or something, right? So that's the way you find out. Okay, so we have a bunch of tools that are going to help you out, man. At the end of the day, you just got to be able to give it a shot, Collins. You know what I mean? I know for a fact Yeah, you know what I mean? Because we can talk about this all day, every day, and you're going to talk to Bob and John and Chad and Bob and whoever else or some like pretty looking, sounding girl. And at the end of the day, my man, I mean, it's just about getting results. You know what I mean? And I want to stand by my product. I want you to call me one day, before the 3 months is over or at the end of the 3 months, you tell me, Marty, you know what? You are right, man. Everything turned out great. I made some money. I made good money on top of this. So let's go ahead and do a year contract or something. I would like to hear that, man. I don't want to hear like, Marty, you know what? I gave you 3 months. You failed me. I don't want that, man, because I even risk getting a negative review, and I have zero negative reviews. 10 years of my company, man. I don't want that. It's gonna affect my sales. It's gonna affect my thing.
Can you send me the reviews? I didn't know you had reviews. Send me your reviews.
We got 4.0, man. And I mean, like, yeah. So we got. For 17 years of being around, 4.0 is pretty good. I mean, obviously, you're going to see some 3 stars, some 4 stars. I mean, that's inevitable. You can't satisfy everybody.
Yeah,
even you can
I
get
know.
Negative reviews, you know. But
yeah.
So let me send you a link here. Yeah, I thought you checked them out, man. I mean, yeah, some people only pay attention to negative ones. And some people like say, for example, my ex-girlfriend, right? I mean, she's the man. Like, everything we had to do, she had to look at reviews. Everything we had to buy, she had to look at reviews. And I didn't like that part because – if you go by what everybody else is saying or what the majority are saying, then yeah, you can go by that. But what if you're the one that would actually give them 5 stars? You know what I mean? What if your experience would have been better? It's like going to a restaurant. What if they didn't like that type of food and they gave it a 2-star, or maybe they had a bad day or the waiter, and then next, you know, they blame the whole company for it. You know what I mean? So you got to be able to judge for yourself. I just sent you the link though, by the way. You can see it for yourself. And those are the Google reviews.
Keep on explaining what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I mean, the reviews are there, man. Those are the Google reviews. You can't take those off. Negative or bad, you can't take them off. You know what I mean? They just, I mean, what sucks is also that sometimes people will do reviews when they're emotional or kind of like when they comment stuff online, you know what I mean? They kind of troll you, I guess, so to speak, you know what I mean? And then they're still with your company. They still, like, are making money with you, but they wrote a negative review, and then it's like, they don't erase it. People tend to put a negative review when they're upset, you know, but not when they're happy.
I don't have any negative reviews on the internet right now, but I did one time, and I got the lady to delete it because she was being emotional. She's on a deathbed pretty much. She was old. She's just all grouchy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There was a little problem. Made a huge deal about it. It was terrible.
Is that right? Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So those type of things could happen, man. I mean, like, and I had this one lady, like, out of the 10 years that I've been here with this company, I'm going to be, like, 100% with you. I had two bad clients, right? I don't want to say bad clients, but this lady, right? I signed her up, like, I want to say 5 years ago. She was a doggy walker, and she was a part-time business. And I swear, she kept me on the phone for, like, 3 hours, man, and And I did everything possible, you know what I mean, to help her out. I even, like, out of my way, like, and everything, you know what I mean? Even after hours, even, like, when I wasn't even getting paid to be on the phone to help her out. But she never picked up her phone. She accidentally threw away the PIN code verification from Google that she's supposed to get. She was a part-time job, and at the end of the day, she wasn't active with her own account. So, and at the end, she ended up canceling, and she was all very upset. And I told her straight out, I mean, like, well, you never picked up your phone. You know what I mean? How do you expect us for the service to work if you're literally shining off your potential clients? You're not picking up the phone, so what are we, how are we going to get your business? You know what I mean? And she was a part-time job. And I mean, obviously, this is a doggy walker. I don't know if that's a good example. But the other gentleman, he was a florist, kind of similar thing. You know what I mean? And he just never, he just, like, everything went straight to voicemail. And so he missed out a lot of leads. So at the end, he said that it didn't work for him. But at the end, we saw the proof that he got a bunch of leads. But that's just two out of thousands and thousands of clients that I signed up to after 10 years. So I'm very confident this will work for you, especially because you're active out there. I mean, you want to grind from what you told me. I mean, you want to get to work, you know? You just got to give me that 1% of your trust, man. I bet, man. I mean, you sound like it. You're always on the go, man. You just got to give us that shot to get you to the next level, man. I mean, just putting your company to the big leagues, man. You're kind of on the little leagues right now. You know what I mean?
I am, but the goal, you know, and there's steps like this that take.
Right.
It's fine. It's like baby steps for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, can you
Give me a shot, man.
Time?
You know?
Can you give
I've been.
Time to look at the reviews? Yeah, I know, but I definitely want to make sure. So I want to look at your reviews and see what kind of other businesses like mine have to say. And I'm driving to Canyon Lake right now to go on the boat this week with my I have your info. Like, for the reviews, like, I just got it, so let me look at that, and then, can you give me a call back on, Tuesday?
I can, man, but, I mean, I just hope I don't end up by, hearing the same thing, like, I mean, like, hey, man, I've been talking to other, like, companies, you know?
Marlon, it's more of a thing where I'm like, if this is what I'm gonna do, it's gonna be because God put it in my life, you know?
I like that. Yeah, I like that. I respect that. I respect that right there to the fullest,
like,
man.
I respect your hustle as well, you know?
Thank you, and I appreciate that, you know what I mean? And I hope you can realize, I mean, because, like, if there's a scammer company, man, they're not going to keep calling the same person over and over. That's stupid. They would get tracked by now. You know what I mean? And I keep calling you because, I mean, you're a perfect candidate for it. You qualify for the position, and we already had things, like, ready to go. You know what I mean? I had the position on hold here for you. You know what I mean? So, and I'm pursuing that right there for you. So, I mean, other than that, I mean, you know what I mean? I'm not going to, I mean, if it's a scam, I'm not going to sit here and keep calling the same person, man. I would just get myself in busted.
No,
I mean, just leaving trail.
I don't think you're a scam. I wouldn't be talking to
them. Yeah, and there's so many guys out there, man, that might sound the same, though.
I might pay for both. I don't know. Because I like this other guy, too, because... He does.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to pay for it both, though, because you're going to be wasting your money, and it's going to kind of bump heads, Collins, just so you know. Because one company has to manage your GMB listing, and you're going to be throwing away money because you're going to have to, because we're going to be managing it for you. You have to keep that in mind.
Oh.
I mean, unless they, so they would do the same thing. So we manage the GMB listing. I mean, you're the owner of it, obviously. All right. But
can I have a discussion with whoever would be my like in me, you, and this other person that's gonna be controlling my stuff? Like,
it's not a certain individual that will be controlling. I mean, it's the technicians. And I mean, it's the company that is. We're not gonna take ownership of your GMB profile if that's what you think. We're going to be just managing it so that we can keep updating the keywords
so
and the analytics.
I get it. So y'all basically give the work to someone else and pay them to do it, right?
No. We do it ourselves in the same company. But there's the company like say you have a technician, right?
There's
one that builds a website.
There's different levels to it. That's
yeah, I mean, it'd be nice if I can do all that for you, create a, you know?
Let me look at the bad ideas, and because I'm really, my budget's about $1,500. But it's like, if I'm giving, it's like, I need to know what I'm getting. And I need to know what I'm paying for, and I want a description. I want, like, how this can potentially bring me money. Like, I need all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, I mean, you have pretty much all that right there.
Because I understand that someone could build a website, even though I already have a website built. They can make it better. But it's like, how much am I charged, and how much am I getting charged? That how much am I getting charged for the other side? Like, I want to see where the money is, what the lump sum of money is going to make my business grow. Because it's like, you know, I'm paying $800 for 3 months, but what I need to know, a description of what you're bringing to the table for those 3 months that is going to make me grow as a business. Because it's not
well,
even
I mean,
about the money for it for me.
And you know, and I keep saying website, Collins, but you already have a website,
right? Me putting
my
investment, because that's what it is. It's just something that I believe in. And it's not that I don't believe you. I wouldn't be, if I didn't, you know, have any type of trust, and I wouldn't be in the phone with you right now.
Right. So, I mean, as far as the website, you already have a website.
Monday is Memorial Day.
Right, right.
And I'm about to meet my family.
No, I get you, my man. So, yeah, I mean, and I hope you enjoy your weekend. Have a blessing and be safe out there, too, man. You know, there's a lot of, like, drunk drivers during the weekend, especially like these, you know what I mean? So, be careful. But, yeah, man, so, I mean, I just hope that I end up calling you and just kind of, like, I mean, keep going on and on about it. I mean, I know for a fact we're going to give you results. I put it in writing for you. It's in your email. You have the email that you're asking about. It's been in your inbox for, since day one. You know what I mean? So, you have
the
information.
Can you text it to me? I don't ever go on my email right now, just because I've been super busy working. Oh,
what do you want me to text you though? What are you asking me to text you? Because I sent you
everything. I don't really get on email that much.
Well, I mean, like for example, right? Let me see here. Okay, so for example, I'm gonna send you right now like your advanced reporting system. Which will be what you're gonna be, what I was talking about, the dashboard, which is your tracking system. Okay, I'm gonna send you that right now as we speak, and then I'm gonna send you. You already have a website, so you don't need. I don't know why I keep saying website. Okay, so you already have a nice website and it looks pretty good. So we'll just be promoting that website. We're not gonna touch your website, take over your website, or anything like that. Which is going to promote it for you. Okay, so I just sent you a text to the advanced reporting system. I'm going to send you also an example of what your ads are going to look like on Facebook. Okay, these are the ads are going to follow people around. That's the second text I'm sending you. Then, if you want us to create you a website, which I don't see why you would, okay, we can create you a website also. And I can send you one of our custom websites, which are usually priced at $3,000. If you give us a shot for the 3 months that you said, I'll even see if I can get one included for you. Okay, so I'm sending you a text with three different examples of that. I don't know why you would want a website, because you actually have a custom website, but just in case, because you mentioned a website also, so maybe you don't like yours or whatever. Okay, let me see, what else?
Well, the thing is I'm also probably going to be changing my name into something else.
Okay.
So, like, I have two businesses.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, we can do anything for whatever company you want to promote, you know what I mean? But the first things first is, I mean, getting one at least so you can see the work that we're going to put in for it, and then you can decide, you know what, you guys did a good job with this, and I'll go ahead and let you guys handle this one also. I don't want to take it. I mean, that's why in the beginning I told you, let's go ahead and go month to month, but you wanted to do 3 months. I mean, I would be comfortable with doing just month to month with you so you can see we can prove ourselves to you. We can even do this. We can even do the 398 first initial investment, 299 every month after, right? Month to month. And what I can even do for you, just to kind of give you like a test run, right? I can even prorate. If you decide to do a 3-month contract after a month or so, I'll even prorate that 398 towards the contract. If you even want to go that far, that's how confident I am. Otherwise, I'd just be taking your 800 and keep pushing for that. But I'm not. I don't need that. I don't make any extra money from this. It's the same thing to me. You know what I mean? It's just a matter of like, because you're a little skeptical. You're like, man, I don't know, man. What if it doesn't work? If it does, so that's what I'm saying. Like, why not just give it a shot month to month? That's honestly, that's probably what I would do. You know what I mean? I understand that it takes about 2 to 3 months to like give a fair shot to a company to see what they're really about, and you don't want to be that kind of guy that's like wants results in the first week. But why not try it out month to month? And I, like I said, I'll prorate that 398 towards, if you call me in a month and tell me, all right, Marty, you know what, I do want to do that 3 months, or I want to do it 6 months, I'll put that 398 towards that 800. So you won't pay 800 on top of 398. Would that be fair? Would you be willing to give me a shot at that, like that?
Well, I want to definitely look in the reviews. There's like 600 of them, so I don't
want. All right, well, just pay attention to the good ones too, my man. You know what I mean? Just don't get stuck on the bad ones, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people do that, and they get kind of like in a rabbit hole of the negative ones, and they totally disregard you're going to hear, don't use these guys, scam or scam alert. Just disregard a lot. Some of them are also like companies that are not even with us. Probably the guy you talk to. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. So, I mean, sometimes it's like rival companies. They can do that to you also. You know what I mean? Create a fake profile, and next thing you know, they write a negative review, and not even one of your clients. So, well, look, I'll go ahead and let you marinate on it, man. I'll let you go ahead and go do your thing. Enjoy your weekend, and I will touch back with you on Tuesday. And hopefully we can finally give this thing a shot, man. We've been talking for like 2 weeks already. You know?
I just want to let you know that I've been super busy and I barely have time to wipe my ass, dude. So it's not that I haven't been marinating in it. It's like I know that like.
Oh yeah, I mean, but the only thing is that like you've been giving like other companies like the opportunity to kind of like pitch you, and that's where you're gonna end up getting more confused. Because I would too, man. I totally would too. Like I'm not saying that I wouldn't either, because then they start telling you like what they can offer, and then you're like, man, okay, well, then you start comparing this and that. It's just like when you already had your mindset, okay, look, I'm gonna give this guy a shot, or I'm gonna do this and then see how it works. If it doesn't work, then bam, even worse case scenario, I'll make my money back, whatever. You know?
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm not. I'm just saying that I can smell bullshit when I smell it. You know what I'm saying? So from this other guy, because I haven't really talked to him, honestly. Like, I was supposed to have a chat with him yesterday at 4, and I didn't get to. He doesn't really seem that interested anyways, but it's just like, I definitely want to make sure I'm, because, like I said, I don't want this to be like a month thing. I don't want it to be a 2-month thing. I want it to be a forever thing.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I need to make sure I make the right choice, you know.
I get you, man. I mean, it's your money. You know what I mean? You work hard for your money. It's not like free money. I mean, it's so I get you. It's your money. You work hard for it. So that's what I want to make sure you're comfortable with. And if there's any questions, I know, but you still work hard for it. Without the money, you wouldn't exist. You know what I mean? Like as far as the company, you know what I mean? You wouldn't have money to invest.
Yeah.
Which is why. Yeah. So in that part. Of course, you know what I mean, and I respect the fact that you're saying it's not about the money, because I feel the same way. If it works, the investment, if I'm going to make my money back and make profit, then yes, it makes sense. If it doesn't make me money back, then I'm going to just fire the company. I mean, period. I mean, you know what I mean? So, well, look, I guess I'll give you a call then Tuesday then, so I don't take up much of your time. I think you're driving or something right now. I think you're on the way to a river or something, you said?
No, yeah, I'm going to the lake with my family.
Oh, okay, nice. It sounds very peaceful, man. So, I don't know, my man. You know what I mean? Last year we went to, because of the whole COVID thing, man, it kind of messed up everything, man. So, I mean, but, last year I think we went to Big Bear Lake.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been there in California. Big Bear Lake.
Yeah,
Big Bear Lake. Yeah, so it's really nice right there. You know what I mean? We just, yeah, I like to usually go down there. We like eat some good food, and I mean, we get some fire logs. And I mean, the cabin. Take a little walks with the kids. I mean, I got four kids, man. I got three girls, and I got my son. And well, my ex-wife, I'm still with her. I mean, to be honest with you. But then, like in the daytime, there's like a, if it's the summertime, you got boats. And I mean, you can go and rent some boats out. There's a little boats with a little thing on the top, a little umbrella thing. I forget what these boats are called, but I like them. You know.
That's so. A good vibe.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, that's life right there, my man. I mean, outside of work, aside from everything, it's, that's what really makes, that's what you can really actually take, where you're gonna go after, you know what I mean? Like memories and all that. I mean, cause at the end of the day, money you can't take. You can't take a nice car, you can't take your business, you can't take none of that with you. Or a nice watch or whatever, you know what I mean? You gotta be able to take those good memories with you, man. You gotta be able to enjoy life and everything too, aside from work, you know? But nevertheless, my man, I will talk to you on Tuesday. And then I guess we'll go from there. Sound fair?
All right, love to see you.
All right, Collins. Take care. Talk to you on Tuesday, man. Thank you. Bye now.